Molly Lang, the head volleyball coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us here today as we take a look at the 2020 season. Tigers had a great year, jumping into the rankings, 23-11 on the year, second in the Raccoon River Conference under first-year head coach Molly Lang. And, Coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yes, you too.
Coach, I said it late as you guys fell to Sergeant Bluff Luton in that regional final on Tuesday night up there, that you guys were playing like a top 10 team at the end of the season. And you said something even in the postgame interview that night about the fact that, you know, just the progress this team made in the last 3 weeks of the season was just amazing.
Yes, I agree, you know. Like I said, you know, you and I had a conversation in September, and I didn't know if we would quite get to the level of consistency that we did. Talked to the kids some about how the way that I see us getting there is through better ball control. And they took that into heart, and goodness sakes, over those next 3 weeks, we had some of our best practices, just their level of focus and intensity, and just cleaned up our game so we could get to that next level. And so fun to watch when we got there. Holy cow. I mean, there were some practices where I just stood back in awe of what those girls were doing and how they were able to implement at such a high level what we were trying to say. Scrimmage-wise, we've had some really great scrimmages in there where, again, we've took care of business against some other really traditionally strong teams. And I really felt going into that regional final, I felt pretty confident. I mean, I didn't know for sure that we would, you know, get to state or anything like that, but I knew that we would compete, and we did.
Yeah, absolutely. Dropped the first two sets 25-20, but they were 20-19 at one point. What stood out for you kind of overall just about the performance that you guys had this season against Sergeant Bluff Luton?
Yes, we competed so well up until point 20. After that, you know, a couple bounces this way and that, and we just couldn't quite get over that hump. I do feel like we could have just got, you know, I took that timeout at 22-20, if we could have got even, you know, that next point, or like I feel like that would have just helped change momentum a little bit more, but we didn't. And overall, I was really happy with how we played. I thought that offensively we were swinging pretty well. I thought that I was a little disappointed with our serve receive, but then, you know, looking back and looking at our stats, we serve received a 1.9. Our goal is a 2.2 or a 2.3, somewhere around there. So lower than what I wanted, but still not awful. I just felt like Laura was kind of running around too much, and we were out of system way too much against that that kind of a team. And when we're out of system, that means we can't use our middles. We're not using our right side as much. And, you know, in those cases, the whole gym knows that we're going out to Ella and Josie, which they both had pretty solid games, but it's just not going to be enough to beat a team at that caliber.
And you guys did get your middles kind of had some success on the right with Gabby Hammer maybe putting together her best match of the season that night. But it did seem like Sergeant Bluff made an adjustment. They brought in the big, tall freshman girl, and I think that was to try to take away some of that right side.
Oh, yes. They changed up their lineup against us. They ran a 5-1 instead of the 6-2 that we were expecting. Their other hitter was, I don't know, what is she, probably 5'8", 5'9", maybe, where they brought in that about 6-foot right side to try to disrupt Josie and Ella a little bit, which I thought they both, again, had pretty solid games. I really truly thought if we could get a little bit more action on the right side that we could be successful, which we did that. I mean, goodness sakes, between Lexi, Gabby, and Kennedy hitting out on the right side, just as you said, I thought Gabby played hands down her best game of the season. She was so engaged, and most of those kills came from the right side. We had a serve receive there. We kind of switched that up a few weeks ago where she had been coming around and running a 1. I know Laura kind of liked it, and it was tricky when it worked perfect, but it was one of those plays where it had to be a perfect pass for us to be able to get Gabby the ball, and I wanted to be able to use her more effectively. And, you know, she's one too that she's such a good all-around player, and I've told her this several times that, you know, in a different volleyball life or with just a different makeup of our team, like, she could have been one heck of a right side or an outside. But just with who we had and our personnel, I mean, she obviously fit better in the middle. But that kid, I mean, I feel like she's more naturally just – she swings better on that right side there, and it gives her more of an open court too. And I thought that she really took advantage of that those last few weeks of the season, and especially against Sergeant Bluff.
You mentioned that serve-receive not quite where you wanted it, but I thought between serve and serve-receive for both teams was going to be critical. We knew how good a serving team they were coming in. How did you feel like you guys served? Because you guys were trying to be aggressive, and it looked like at times you found people you wanted to kind of pick on.
Yeah, you know, I thought, just as you said, I mean, it's on our key to victory list every day to win that serve-serve-receive battle, and I thought that honestly was the difference maker in the match on Tuesday. They beat us on serve receive and they beat us in the serve. And serve receive wise, even still, I thought Hannah Jorgensen really stepped up. She did a nice job of leading our defense back there. Service wise, they missed some, but we missed more. And their serves were more aggressive than ours. I thought that it was kind of up and down where the kids were trying to just be almost too perfect with their spots. And part of that maybe is the pressure I put on them that we've got to be in the zone here. You've got to hit a spot. They cannot be in system. And by doing that, I think they kind of tensed up maybe a little bit, gave them just a little bit too easy of a ball at times, or other times missed. We missed more serves on Tuesday than what we have, I mean, in any game probably this year, which obviously doesn't help. And kids that usually don't miss serves are missing some. But, you know, there were times when we got them out of system and we hit that spot. And, again, my goal isn't necessarily to get an ace every time. My goal is to get them out of system every time. And, you know, there were moments that we did that. It was not consistent enough.
Coach, we kind of recapped a little bit of that Sergeant Bluff-Luton matchup then, 25-20, 25-20, 25-16, that third set, just a slow start for you guys in that third one. But let's jump back, take a look at the season as a whole. You guys started off at that Bondurant for our tournament. You dropped a couple of sets there to some really, really tough teams and matches, but I think you came out of there knowing the potential, not that you didn't know it ahead of time, but really understanding where your team was at and the potential that it had.
Yeah, you know, at all of our losses, really most of our losses, I think, on the year were all the rated teams, but especially out of that coming out of that first weekend, I felt pretty confident with where we were headed. It was one of those kind of those things that plagued us all year. When we serve-received well, we were very competitive, and there were just a couple of those matches against Pella, and I guess just our two losses, Pella and Holy Trinity Catholic, that, you know, just we played a little bit too tight. And we also, I think, found out that against better ball control teams, we struggled where we go up better against teams that just kind of like to pound it. And that was something that I knew right off the bat that, you know, honestly, from the Bondurant tournament on, that was a focus of ours, that girls, we have to have better ball control because that's the area that we're kind of lacking to be able to get to that next level.
Coach, you guys able to get in a bunch of tournaments this year. Some teams didn't play any, but you guys able to get some in. This team's had a little bit of a history of not performing, I think, to the way they wanted to at tournaments in the past. And I think early in the season, maybe that was the case. Do you feel like the tournaments became more important as far as being competitive as the season went on?
Oh, completely. That was something that I really stressed with the kids that, you know, we're playing this team and we're playing this team. And, you know, not that I expect us to win all these by any means, but this does make a difference in the overall scheme of our season. Like, we have to go into tournaments with that mindset that we're here to win. That's not just an opportunity necessarily to get better. It is, but it's also we've got to make sure that we're taking this seriously. And I was really pleased to then say that, you know, our last tournament of the season over at Greene County, we went 3-0 and kind of it was a split pool there of kind of more competitive teams and maybe some smaller schools. And in our more competitive bracket, we swept the competition kind of to quote-unquote claim that first place trophy, I guess. And that was the girls that mentioned that was their only tournament that they've won in their careers. And I kind of thought that mentality switched throughout the year that we're here to compete.
Not to bring up a bad loss, but that Ballard loss on the road that night, I know that was a frustrating one for you and for the girls. Was that kind of the turning point for this team, though, that got the focus and everything to where it needed to be?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a firm believer that, you know, we're not here to look at losses as a failure, but we're here to view this as a learning point. And, yes, I mean, that Ballard game still really kind of gets under my skin. There's about four of those losses that I would love to get back, but that's one in particular that I just hard to get over. But anyway, I do feel like that was a turning point for the kids. But we talked afterwards of, you know, this is, you've got to show up. Like, yes, you were a very talented group, but we have to do these little things, and we have to compete in this way in order to get what we want and to get the victories that we want. And I do feel like that was a little bit of a wake-up call that we can't just show up. We've got to go out there and compete every day.
Coach, what did change over those last 3 weeks? You said the practices got better, and you were kind of sometimes just in awe a little bit or amazed at the level that they were able to get to. What all of a sudden maybe flipped that switch and got things rolling?
You know, I think part of it just, I've worked with these kids for a few years, but I was, I guess, a little bit, I felt behind once we got into that first part of September, and with how they were running my system. I thought they might pick up on that a little bit quicker than we did, but we didn't, which is fine. I really truly felt, though, that, you know, like I said, end of September when I had that chat with them, that ball control is the area that we need to improve upon in order for us to consistently play at a high level. And I felt like, again, by that point, come October, the kids, they understand my system, they know my system, and they just took our ball control so much more seriously. I mean, I think it was one of those where prior to that, they're like, oh, this is not necessarily easy, because ball control drills are one of the most challenging and mentally taxing drills that you can do in a practice. And we do those every day, but they were to the point where they were like, we weren't doing very well at those. And it was a frustration. It was kind of setting the tone to start off practice just in that negative way. And then once we get into something that's more like play or more like where we're here to terminate, they would pick up their spirits and it would be fine. I'm like, girls, no, like, we have to get better at our ball control. And I felt like, honestly, just that shift in attitude of approaching ball control as this is the part of the game that we need to get better at if we want to accomplish our goals. That kind of flipped that switch, and we just kind of ran with it. And I was just absolutely in awe at times of some of the things that we were able to do once we were able to play cleaner.
And I know you're competitive. You would never back away from a challenge. But I think by the end of the season, you'd have been willing to take on anybody in the state and give your team a really good chance to come out of there with a win.
Oh, yes, hands down. For the state, Sergeant Bluff is one of the best teams in the state. They, for most of the season, they were rated in the top two, top three. You know, they got a couple later season losses that kind of dropped them down to, what, six, I think, is where they ended.
Yep.
But anyway, I would love to take that end of season team up against any of our losses, and I feel like we could turn those easily into victories.
And, Coach, a lot of that has to do with this senior group. Like you said, you had worked with them, you had known them coming into the season, but they bought in. And if they wouldn't have bought in to what you were wanting to do and the changes you wanted to make to this program, things wouldn't have went the way they did. So this group of seven seniors, I know they're very special to you.
Yes, they are. They're, you know, not just very talented athletes, but they're good kids, they're good people. They just made it a joy to come to the gym every day. And like you said, it means a lot that they bought in right away. I mean, they were ready to compete, and they wanted to learn and wanted to improve and grow. But, you know, it's one thing, too, to get, you know, your rotation kids, you know, the kids that are actually playing, to buy into what you're trying to tell them. And I really felt like we had that as a team. And it's so rare when you can get a full roster of, you know, by the end of the season, we had our 17 practice players, 15 on the roster, and then a couple of JV kids that also came in to help out. And every single one of them were focused on that same goal and knew the importance of them to our team and knew how they could play a role into getting us better. And like I said, that's a pretty, it's rare when you have that with a group of kids. And I felt like I had that kind of rapport with the kids just to start off the season.
And, Coach, even though they're losing seven seniors that are going to be greatly missed, I think in the future for this program, there's young talent to be able to build upon.
Oh, goodness, yes. There's some kids that are hungry, and I think if we could have even started up the next day, they would have, which, again, is just, it's such a good feeling and good to look at that level of play. Some kind of, we had quite a few of the bench were our JV as well, and a lot of some kids coming back that I feel pretty confident with. Obviously, with our juniors, we have three in the rotation, and we'll get Vanessa back for next year. So that'll obviously bring out some pretty good senior leadership as well.
And you mentioned that. We didn't get a chance to really mention her, but Vanessa Ayala would have been a huge asset to this program this year, but missed the season due to injury.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. She's one that, you know, I am so proud of how she still showed up every day and kind of took on almost more of like a player coach almost role. And I, like, her and I chatted a little bit after the match against Sergeant Bluff. I know she was obviously pretty bummed about it, but I know she would agree that I think that she learned a lot still this year and got better this year, even though she wasn't actually able to get on the court. But just through being a part of some of the more coaching conversations and being there and kind of that role as, like I said, like a slash of manager and player and coach, I thought that she'll take some of that knowledge and she'll come back bigger and better and stronger next year.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get a chance to catch up with you. It was great seeing you back on the sidelines this season, and looking forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Head Coach Molly Lang again with the Carroll Tiger Volleyball Program.